before or translating original text, I want to make sure the understanding of our traditional way of understanding teaching or our understanding of practice. As being goes on and on from formed to forming. Our teaching develops on and on. It is new expression of old teaching in one way, but on the other hand, it is returning to the old teaching. Actually, it is the same thing from Buddha to us, and from us to Buddha. It is the same thing. It is the same understanding, but when we bow to him, it means teaching comes from Buddha. But that teaching comes from Buddha to us means actually your experience, new experience of Buddha, return to Buddha. So it is same thing, but the understanding is different. When we say something about our teaching, there is no other way to say teaching comes from Buddha, or our teaching should go back to Buddha. That is our effort of developing Buddhism. We should not be just confined in the realm of Buddha teaching. Always a new expression is necessary, but new experience is actually going back to Buddha. You say in order sense, Buddha was born 3,000 years ago. But that is not so. Buddha is here. When you believe in Buddha, you even though you say the new experience, that is Buddha's experience. There is no two Buddha. Buddha is always one. as I said, that night. There is no difference in between future and past. Past is future, future is past. So, in this sense, what we transmitted from Buddha to us is one, this one Buddha. The understanding may be different. And if you put it in words, there may be two ways. But actually, it is two different interpretations of one transmitted experience. This is the same as our life. Our life is always extending from old to new life. But it is at the same time unfolding of your true nature. Bodhidharma says, Ikke kaikoyo. Ikke means one flower, or one part. One part blooms in five petals. One, it is expression of Buddhism. One bud bloom in a sense. Each one of the bud bloom in five petals. And naturally, the result, beautiful seed. This is, you know, one part opens in five petals, means expression of, new expression of Buddha. Result. One seed. It is to believe in one. You say Buddhism result, beautiful fruit here. But actually it means it is the same thing. You say this is result. But the result is not just the result. Result will, you know, another way of expression. If you take more materialistic way of expression, it is prayer, which offers. If you take more spiritual way of expression, it is result, something result. You work for to result something. That seed is Buddha, actually. Your effort will result Buddha himself. But that is, on the other hand, that is new expression of Buddha's truth. New expression is at the same time what will result because of your effort. So this is two different ways of putting one experience. But usually there is a lot of misunderstandings in transmitting our way. Buddha, when we say Buddha, very specialty. When you say one, many is simultaneously exist. You know, one and many is the same thing. You know. If there is no many, there is no one. Understand? This is simultaneous existence. Because one exists, when one exists, simultaneously many exist. If Buddha exists, sentient being exists. If there is a true way of Buddha, its expression follows. In this way, Buddhism always developed. If there is Buddha, there is someone who was Buddha. If there is plus electricity, there at the simultaneously a minus electricity will arise. There is no single minor electricity. Where there is plus, there is minus. In this way, as a unit, plus and minus always go. In this way, things develop. So, Buddha and sentient being, student and teacher, man and woman, always exist as a unit. But it does not mean man and woman is different. It is always, it exists always as a unit. And how does it exist is we say interdependent. In Zen, we say ego. Ego enten. Ego enten means, exists in its relationship with brain and IBM brain. Very difficult to figure out. But anyway, it exists as a one unit. How does it exist? It is very difficult. Ideal being over ideal being. The relationship is so close. Actually, it is one unit. So in this way, everything exists. So does Buddhism. Buddhism exists in this way too. This is how Buddhism transmitted from Buddha to us. So it does not necessarily mean to common people, sentient people, attain Buddha. Sentient being through and through, he is Buddha. because the relationship is so close. Actually, it is one. This is how we transmitted, how we have transmitted our ways. Perfect to give the perfect translation to Shobo Genzo is almost impossible. I could not make enough preparation to translate it. But anyway, I want to read it as much I want to make some rendering to this original text. From Buddha to Buddha, from patriarch to patriarch. The transmitted way, without exception, is the mind itself Buddha. But in India, it is not possible to find out the statement Buddha, mind itself is Buddha. This word is originated in China, but scholars could not understand it in right way. So they could not transmit the way properly. Because they could not transmit the way properly, their understanding fell into heretics. Hearing the statement, mind itself Buddha, people say, the mind we have, the mind which has consciousness and function of consciousness and memory or decision is the mind. Moreover, the mind is the mind which does not arise, which is not the mind, which is not Bodhisattva mind. Is Buddha's mind, they say. Why is it? Because they did not have a right teacher. heretic understanding, by heretic understanding, I mean Indian heretics named Sen. Their view of life is the true mind is within our body. How does it exist within our mind? It's obvious, easily to be known. The mind has is something which is aware of suffering and pleasure, cold and warm, and pain or itching. And that mind works over everything without any restriction and pervade everywhere. Things may change and surrounding may change, but this mind does not change forever. This mind is all over. And there is no difference in ordinary mind, and there is no difference in the mind, whether the mind exists in a holy one or a fool or the fool. You may say this mind makes some delusion, but even so, this mind, once this mind resumes its true function, the wisdom of this mind will reveal itself. So after things reduce to nothing and environment changes, true mind will become clear. The mind, true mind, is always clear and constant. Even though our body is perished, our mind does not perish. It is the same thing even though the house is burned. People will run and get out of the house. This divine, holy mind sage called it the true nature, and they call it good or enlightenment. in this mind. This mind is within ourselves and within others. This mind is in the fool or the enlightened. Every existence in the universe or our surroundings may not be permanent. However, this mind is always does not follow the immortal, does not follow mortal being. This mind is quite different from things outside. For many kalpas of time, this mind is always constant. If when everything was observed by this mind, everything became true. Because of this mind, everything arrives in our consciousness is true. Although they are true, but it is not always true. Without our true divine mind, this mind is called holy mind. Holy wisdom. This mind is called true self. This mind is called original self. This mind is called ontological existence. This kind of understanding. When we have this kind of understanding, we say we return to our true nature. This kind of man is called a great sage. There is no other way to get out of the birth and death. This is the way to enter the true our true nature of the ocean. This is the only truth we know. This is the only truth we know. Because we are not. Because this true nature does not. When this true nature reveals itself, we say we have three worlds, six realms of being. This kind of understanding is heretic understanding of sin. Why this understanding is not right is they think the materialistic, their understanding just naive, miserable understanding of materialistic understanding. It is rather difficult for us, you know, to get out of this kind of understanding. Even though you talk about something spiritual, you put spiritual discussion in realm of materialistic discussion. You are not actually talking about something spiritual at all. You are talking about material. You treat spiritual being as a kind of material. You think holy mind is something which exists, substantial existence. But holy mind is not like a stone or sea. If I say holy mind, you will ask me, where is it? What is the shape of the holy mind? What does it look like? How do you find it? But you cannot find it because it is not material. You cannot discuss it in just intellectually. You cannot discuss it. The only way is to catch it in the realm of duality. Dualistic understanding is not good, you know, but better than materialistic understanding. You know, when you say, I am not good, I haven't attained enlightenment, that is not so good understanding, but it may be better than materialistic understanding of yourself. Much better. But when you realize that everything exists in dualistic way, as so, when become discriminating, this or that, good or bad, which way should I take? Even though you take bad way, it means you are taking good way. Good and bad always follow. It exists as a unit. So when you choose something good, something bad will follow. So it may be better to choose something bad because you are ready. And when you find something good in something bad, you will be delighted. much better. So, with in Chishon said, show akirana to have clear understanding of birth and death is how to understand Buddhism. When you have clear understanding of birth and death, you are not discriminated about birth and death. You don't mind. If birth comes, all right. If death comes, all right. It is the same thing. No difference at all. Because it exists in its presence as a pair. So, if you want something, if you want to say something bad, people put, people say it with something good. If you buy this one, you will have this one for service. But actually, price you pay is for good one and bad one. You are actually buying something good with something bad. Same thing will happen to us. Even though you prefer something good only to something bad, but actually what you get is good and bad, because it is fair. You cannot buy one shoe. You have to buy a pair of shoes. We don't mind man and woman, you know, which is man and which is woman. You know, sometimes man disguised in woman. That's a pretty good idea, maybe. Because it is man. And this is a joke. In Japan, you know, gentlemen first. Ready first. It doesn't matter. Ready first or gentleman first. It doesn't matter at all. There's no need to have such a strict rules, which is fast. When, you know, you serve your health ladies, the side which feel better is the side which helped, and which was helped does not feel so good. So it doesn't matter which helped which. This kind of freedom we have when we understand how we exist. This is how our way was transmitted. While the other people just adore for something holy, instead of something common. this is the difference between the Buddhism and usual religion. He refers to the old story. In time, it runs as this. In Tang Dynasty, there were national teacher, Echu. In Tang Dynasty, a national teacher of Echu in Tang Dynasty was asked a priest who came from southern country. The master said, "I heard of some many Zen masters in southern countries." And that priest said, "Yes, there are many teachers in our country." The teacher asked, "How does he instruct students?" The monk said, "They teach them directly transmitted way, which is called the mind itself as Buddha. Buddha means enlightened one. It has The enlightened mind has all the consciousness and all the enlightened function. This mind makes their eyeball light and their eyes blinking. This mind acts quite freely, and this mind pervades all through the our body. So if you love your head, you know you have your head. If you feel your legs, you know you have your legs. So this mind is called all pervading mind, wisdom. But all pervaded mind, apart from this mind, and there is no Buddha, there is no other Buddha.
Looks like like the second portion of this tape has been lost, except for the very end. But if not, the middle sentence was lost in switching to this tape is, this mind does not arise or perish from the endless beginning. And then the lecture begins, hopefully.
If you want to study Buddhism, you should enter the room. You shouldn't stay at the edge of the teaching. Even though you enter our room, you will not have any restriction. You are quite free. So, but you should enter our teaching. It means don't try to understand it just intellectually or by means of experience on it. Experience, of course, important. But the more important thing is confidence to believe in yourself. And you should be faithful what you feel and what you think. You should not fool yourself. It is quite all right to say, I cannot agree with you, or I cannot accept that teaching. That is all right. It is how we make our understanding deeper and deeper. So, Dogen Zen says, now, while we are teacher and disciple, but we are all friends forever. And in this way, we can develop our way. So it doesn't mean just Buddhism. No, it is our, it should be our way. We have practiced for session for 4 days already. But I don't know what to gain. And that is quite all right, because you are already in the room here. You cannot get out of it. Don't say, I did not get anything here, so I must get out of it. It is, wherever you go, you will have same trouble. Wherever you go, you will not get there. Because you have already. Because you are already in the room. Same thing will happen to us, always. It does not mean I detain you in this room. So, whatever discussion you make, that is quite all. But we should be faithful to to ourselves. And you, if your understanding is not deep enough, I will say that it's not deep enough. Not wrong. There's no wrong view of life. Not wrong, but maybe one-sided or not deep enough. So we should make our understanding deeper and deeper and deeper. That is how we understand Buddhism. When you cannot see, if you were thrown into a deep river, you will be scared. And it is quite natural for you to try to get out of it. But fortunately, it is impossible to get out of it. How to be rescued is to try to reach the bottom of the water. Then you will float. If you try to get out of it, you will be drowned. That is how we study Buddhism.